Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man?
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That is music, activism, news, and you're listening to chapter 11 and of course verse 52 already. We've had some weeks where we've done the program that M period, A period, M period is music, activism, news. That's the abbreviation and the acronym, and you're listening to 3342 on blogtalkradio.com. For those who are listening live and calling in, you can call in to 646-478-0944. If you're sending in music, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also go by the three quick disclaimers that I'm giving you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. I'm going to let you know that you can listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can check out www.3342music.com. OPN Radio Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, Facebook Pete Weeks, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can also check out the Facebook page of Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can check out the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. That www.templabor.org. We are Cleveland Power Group Records on YouTube channel and the logtv.com, the Twitter page of Alfred Porter JR1. Now, the reason that I'm hitting you with all of these is because I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, debuting CSU Black Studies Program Alumni Week, which is this coming Saturday, 6 p.m. at 1899 Main Classroom Building. Number 9, BLO 216, Already Ready. That is moving up one. Number 8, debuting, is Facebook single release and EP teaser. I think that's for next Monday. Number 7 is debuting. Facebook tribute to the late Lee Williams. Number 6 debuting, none other than Facebook film screening of Boycott. Number 5, Facebook DJ Ellery's Old School BYOB Scorpio Cabaret. And that was last weekend. Number 4, yeah, that moved up. Number 4 moving up was on Facebook, the celebration of the power in your dance. That was yesterday. You had Miss Commentary Cleveland YouTube. You had BWA. You had, of course, Tanisha Glass, Frida Sellers. Those were the queens alongside DJ Dre Hova. Sheriff Kilroy performed. Excellent performance set from DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, featuring Miss Pulse Points. You had Queen B. Suave Gotti did some of his greatest hits. The food, everything was excellent. Number 3, debuting, Danita Harris, Shine. Now, the past Saturday, it had a lot of things that was there going on. Number 2 debuting, Nikki Giovanni at the Huff Library, grand opening last Saturday. And number 1, the biggest jump, was the National Congress of Black Women Greater Cleveland Chapter Conference. It was last Friday and Saturday. So now that I look at everybody who's on the phone line, let's go to the 216-727. Who's on here first? 216-727. How you doing out there?
How you doing? What's going on, everybody out there in radio land? This is Valandis Brenda Fomer. As everybody, my colleagues call me Queen B. What's going on?
I'm doing well. Talk to me, please.
I'm going to talk to you. I had a great and wonderful time yesterday. Very different.
Amen.
Very different. The atmosphere was excellent. I felt the anointing in the place. I felt it. Because most time when I walk in places like that, you can't feel nothing. But when I
That's
walked
true.
In that place last night, yesterday, I feel a vibe of atmosphere and love, real love. Everybody had a lot of love for each other in there. And I feel good. I really feel good. We all performed, all of us. The whole table performed. We all did. You perform, I perform, Cowboy, Swift Daddy, he gonna get me. And we all performed, and we all did great.
Yeah.
All of us.
Did.
And nobody wasn't trying to outdo nobody and saying, well, you sung too loud. You missed a note or missed a word. It wasn't nothing said like that. It was excellent by God. God did it. God did it. Oh, wow. I tell you, my colleague, Brother Al, I just don't know how to explain myself on that. Everything was just excellent. Nobody didn't act a fool, arguing, fussing, cussing. It was just on point. It was on point. And that was my very first time going to a God's party like that. We need to start expressing ourselves as minorities. We have a lot of talents built that God put and planted inside of us. Gifts, talents, you name it. Most black people, we can sing in the church. We Well, most of these singers and rappers came out of the church.
Right.
They came out of the church. Because I came out of the church. Sing at the age of 5 years old in the junior choir. I started singing when I was 2 years old. But five, really, you know, standing out singing in the junior choir at church. And it's like, you know, I was thinking about that the other day, crying. And I just thank God for giving me the talent. I want to go in the studio, but you know what we talked about yesterday, what I said, you know. I got to find somebody really want to work with me. Not going to just say, yeah, I'm going to work with you and get me in there and then scare me later at the same time. I don't want that
right.
to happen because there's a lot of that going on right now.
Yes.
Pay attention to the signs, everybody. The Bible says watch as well as pray. I'm telling you. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to what you do every day. Please, man, please, sir, do not go out the house without praying and thanking the Lord to wake you up. Because when he wakes you up in the morning, he wakes you up for a purpose for being here on the next day. So everybody lay down, don't wake up. So thank God for everything. You know, he said when you thank him for the little things, he'll bless you with multiple things. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Big things. This is us. We're always looking for the big, big things, but we look over the little things. And when we start looking over the little things, we're going to get blessed for more. Multiply X by X. By X on the multiplication on getting the true blessing. Blessings on blessings. Do you agree, Brother Al?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I needed to hear that message.
Because
big time.
It's like we got to appreciate what we have. We really do. We living in the last evil days. People turning their backs, people turning their faces right to left, selfishness, you know. We're supposed to work together and help one another, you know. Because God, guess what? God got the whole world in his hands. The whole world in his hands. It's a gospel artist that's made and redid a song. He got the whole world in his hand, but he has like different verses of the song. But in between the songs, he has the whole world in his hands. He used that, you know, for the backup in his song and his lyrics. This time, like I said, I'm happy. I'm glad to be on the radio. Thank God for each and every one of y'all. God bless everybody out there. I don't have a whole hate in my body at all. I love everybody. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to sign off right now. Y'all have a blessed evening and a blessed week. Peace out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm out.
You know something? That message right there, I'm going straight to the 216-538, but you changed my mind, gave me courage to deal with honesty in life. 216-538, who am I talking to?
You're talking to Cowboy the Music Man and future Miss Carl's Point. Did you hear me?
I am writing this down. I'm in the throes of royalty right now. Talk to me.
Well, I have a couple of things that I have to discuss and say. First of all, we are glad to be the special guest at the Gospel Fest. We suited up, we showed up, and we showed out. And we had a blast. And this Gospel Fest showed me another outlook on how life can be with others, or being around with others, being around with sobriety, which I already know what how sobriety goes. But, hey, what can I say? I still get down and boogie down with them. I offer them. And I'll work my hands with them. But we, as a couple, and as a couple of one, ain't no I in team. There's no I in team. So if we work as a team, regardless who we working with, there's no I in team, because you get nothing done, because that I will mess up. So we're looking forward to do more. We're looking forward to writing more songs. And my second thing is, Saturday, I really appreciate you being my our personal MC for the 80th of Miss Barbara 80th birthday party. And I know you had a blast just as well as we did, because I enjoy doing what I do. So I'm a zip a lip and turn this trip over to Miss Paul's point.
Okay, I'm here. I had a very excellent time yesterday, giving praise and honor to the Most High. And I was sitting there thinking of a song. So when that one song came on by Ty, and I just jumped up and I just couldn't hold it. But it was right on point. So it was an honor and a privilege to be there. And I'm grateful that we had the opportunity to attend. And I want to give a shout out to the lady that owns that place. She's my sponsor and my friend, and I haven't seen her in years. So it's time for me to go back into service work. She's always been in my heart, and she's reached out to me. I'm so proud of her. You know, she's of high stature, but very humble. So it's so good to be right at home.
Our place, no, drop in. Resource Center, the Our Place Drop-In Resource Center, with Sharon Vaughn, CEO. Go ahead, finish that thought.
Oh, yes, it was very good to see her, and, you know, I admire her walk, and she's such a strong woman, and she always gives back, and I really admire her, and she's helped me in my life, and she's been a true friend. So, but I have to tell you something very, very, I think Cowboy may say it a little better than me, but I got a nice compliment by some younger fans, and they said that they were surprised to see this old lady move. They wanted to know if I got older, if I was still going to be moving the way I move today. So, hey, I take it as an honor and a privilege. You know, hey, a song comes on and I just, the spirit just comes over me and I just go. So on that note, I'm going to turn it back over to Cowboy. He can finish it up for me.
But you know what I say. I'm going to say these to the youngsters. You're only old as you feel. But get to our age, make it to our age, then you'll know what old feels like. What you do to yourself when you're younger come back to you when you're older. When you take them lumps and bumps when you're younger, it'll show and it'll tell on you when you get older, when you get to our age. So age is nothing but a number. It's according to how you feel from your mind, your heart, and your soul. So you youngsters that's out there listening, because I can say, I know I wasn't the only oldest one in there. And I'm not afraid to tell my age, because I am very proud of my age. Yes, I am 65 years old and can still groove with the best of them. Yes, I'm 65. Yes, I'm gray in the face, and I'm proud of every knowledge that came upon me. And that's by the grace of God himself that gave me the knowledge, the wisdom to do the thing I do. So, youngsters, you got a challenge. If you can do what I can do and do it better, I tip this cowboy hat to you. So they got to think about what you're saying. And always think about, think before you speak. You're even trying to hurt somebody or give a person a compliment. It all depends on how you say it and what you say. So sometimes you can be slip of the tongue, but as the little ones, they not know what they say. They just say it. They really don't mean no harm. They just amazed at what they see. Am I correct, Mr. Porter?
You're right. Thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you more and foremost of all. We really appreciate you most of all, because you've been on our corner 100% strong. Ever since we met, you've been there for us and by us. And I say it no other way. God put us together, and God shall it be.
Thank you for
God shall it be.
I appreciate that. In Yahweh's name, I appreciate it. Thank you. Both of you.
Hey, we appreciate
you.
We appreciate you, my brother.
We love you, family.
Love you all, too. Thank you.
And for the people that's out there listening, we appreciate
y'all. For the people,
as
man, go ahead and finish it. Finish what you were saying. You almost cut off. Go ahead. You said, for the people out there, finish that statement, please.
For the people that's out there listening to this radio station, this famous black radio station that this brothers has, and have Cowboy the Music Man and Miss Paul's Point, we appreciate y'all as our fans. We need all the fans and the viewers that we can get. And we hope y'all enjoyed our new single. Yes. And we appreciate the standing ovation and the hooping and hollering and the deaf up and down that the songs that we have played and sang. We thank you very much, because that's an uplifting to us to do more and to do better. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm overjoyed. I'm going to 216-270. That's 216-270. Hello? As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to, since I see that number out there, I'm going to go to 216-270. 5, 4, 8. What's going on?
Hello?
Yes, 216-548, you're on live.
Hello?
Yep, you're on live. How are
you? Okay. I'm good. How about yourself? I just had to get out of the car because this woman was screaming and cursing at me. Good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butt, presidential candidate for the United States of America for 2024. And I greet each one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of my faith. I just got through speaking at the Cleveland City Council meeting, and I would like for us to get on the same page. I am the ninth cousin to George Washington, the first inaugurated president of the United States of America, and the first president to free the slaves. His wife, Martha, did not free the slaves that she had, but he did. He had a consciousness and an awareness and an awakening that people are not property. And also in his will, he freed the slaves. I am also a relative to Charles Coatsworth Pinckney, who signed the United States Constitution. And I'm also a relative to Queen Elizabeth, who just passed, through my dad. And the United States Constitution says that when the government becomes destructive to the people, we have a right to abolish and or alter it. And it's time to revisit our Constitution as well as our religious writings. Anybody who would like to call into your show and ask me some questions, I'd be glad to answer them at this point. I have testimony, and I also have, I can testify of the good things and the not good things here in our country. And I have some opportunity options available that no one else is has in place at this time, and I'd like to work with the people who are in place. That I would like to have people who would be dedicated, loyal, and committed to helping me with this election, to win this election. I run for president of the United States 4 other times, and I got a chance to see how the procedure actually works. And I would just like to have the vote of the people, by the people, for the people, because of the people. My phone number is 216 for Cleveland, for Ohio, for the Cuyahoga County area is 216-548-0820. For Summit County, it's 330-428-9191. For Mahoning County, which is Youngstown, Ohio in the area, it's 234-275-4537. I'm also a pastor, and I'm a licensed ordained apostle, which is a person who establishes order. I do it in the church, outside of the church. I have multiple entities, published author, and a retired probation officer. I am the former clergy chairperson under the leadership of Mr. Alfred Porter Jr. for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and a community activist. I'm a successfully single mom. And I know what it takes to run this country. Thank you, Mr. Porter, for allowing me to speak. And I did enjoy myself at the Gospel Fest that I did with Dantes Taylor and Cowboy and his wife out on Mayfield. And right now I would ask that the people would support for that is being made in my helping Dantes Taylor through my campaign with the winter drive for new items. People need new things in their lives, when they're coming through, going through and coming out of situations. New coats, new gloves, new hats, new scarves, new blankets, new toiletries, new items, even bus passes. And we've also asked to partner with the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority, known as RTA. We also asked Channel 19 to partner with us. We've also asked one of the barbecue restaurants to partner with us. We've also asked the Cleveland Public Library to partner with us. And we are also partnering with my home church for a portion of the Cleveland area, East Mount Zion Baptist Church at 9990 Euclid Avenue, for their toy drive. We need 1,000 toys by the end of this month. And the number there is 216-231-0408. Dantes Taylor's number is 216-271-2019. And as I close out my comment, I'd ask you all to please support Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Mr. Alfred Porter Jr. is the president. Mr. Art McCoy is the founder and visionary of Black on Black Crime. And we must still address this matter. We can't put responsibility on other people and other places if we don't take responsibility for our own matters in our own communities and we stop this violence. Thank you so much, Mr. Porter. God bless you, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Well said. Straight, direct, to the point. Got to take that responsibility. As I go to 216-270-216-270. How you doing out there?
How you doing? It's Dantes Taylor. And I am the family with Black on Black Crime Incorporated. And I'm out here working for the people, by the people. And I thank Black on Black Crime Incorporated when they so asked me to be the person to be over family with Commentary Cleveland. Because I've been to court with some people, and it's been interesting. It's been interesting with these folks, how these folks acting, some of these folks act in court. Some of them don't have no remorse in court.
That's true.
And that's the way it is. And I just thank the Lord for bringing me to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. I thank him from the bottom of the heart. And don't forget, January 8th is the Winter Drive concert. It's going to be a big concert, and it's going to be at 15415 Kipling Avenue. And we are looking for everyone that's in the city of Cleveland to come out and bring your hat, your gloves, your car, your scarf, your coats, new hats, new gloves, and everything else. And we want toiletries. We want toys. We want all kinds of stuff that are going to be out here. Yes, we want to fill this place up to the top. And if y'all want to give cash in the offering, you can, so we can go buy stuff too. So we can make this weirdest place is so packed we ain't gonna know what to do out here for this concert. This is a concert that gonna be big, so we can help on the fourth Saturday in January. We want to have it so big that we can do what we have to do. And I'm praying that it don't be a winter storm or nothing. And we're gonna have a great time, a great atmosphere, and everything else. And dinner is gonna start at 2:30, and program gonna start at 4:00, and we're gonna rock it. And if there's anyone out there that wants to sing in this winter drive, you can call Dantes Taylor at 216-270-2019, or you can call Family to Family with commentary cleaning at 216-972-2972. Or you can call the presidential candidate, Reverend Pamela Pinker Booth at 216-548-0820. We are trying to make this be known and let people know that black on black crime is like people that give back to the community too and everything else. Yes. And don't forget, mark your calendars for the 21st annual Gospel Spoken Time 2023 anniversary that will be going on in the city of Cleveland. Yes. It will be at 9200 Miles Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105 on Sunday, June 25th, 2023. And we have two shows, one at 4 and one at 7. And doors open at 2, dinner starts at 2:30. And we will be selling dinners to the public. And we will be having, yes, and we will announce in our out-of-town groups in about 2 or 3 months. And we will announce our in-town groups in 2 or 3 months. And we will be announcing our ticket sales in 2 to 3 months. And this is going to be the biggest concert. And we'll have vendor booths going to be there, too. For more information, contact our Ontario Center, 216-270-2019. Well, mark your calendar for both of these so it can be big. Yes, and we're going to have a nice time, a nice atmosphere as we help our families in need. Yes, we'll take souls and we'll take these people in the street where we can donate it to some families. If you got it, we'll take it. So we can have the stuff to donate to these families. These families out here need it. And we can get the help.
Dantes? Hello, Dantes?
Yes.
Speak a little bit clear into the phone so we can hear you.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling in, Brother Dantes.
Okay.
And we look forward to seeing you this coming Wednesday.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I did not want to miss anything else that he had to say. It was getting a little bit muffled, but we understood and overstood a lot of what he had to say. I see a number that chimed back in. I just want to make sure they didn't have anything else to say from the 216-727, or are they still listening and they just chime back in and catch up with the conversation?
Hello,
thank
again.
You.
This is Queen B. I'm just listening to everybody and expressing their love and everything to the colleagues. Al, Ronnie B, Dante Taylor, Cowboy, Fab Gotti, me, Queen B, and all the rest of the gang. You know, just saying. And the lady was on the radio. I'm going to pray for her. She needs straight-up prayer because prayer changes things. Prayer changes things.
Sure does.
You know, so, and without God, I can't do anything. When you put him behind, he's not going to help you. But I guarantee when you put him in front, with the circumstance of the situation looking like, he's going to see you through. He's going to see you through because you're going to come out winning. Going to come out winning. Believe me. He don't feel nobody because I know he ain't feel me yet.
Thank you so much for that.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And you're definitely still Queen Bee.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all and my colleagues. Thank God bless Al.
God bless. You know, I've heard so many things that I just want to get my mind right a little bit just because I need to. And when I come back through, I'll probably bring up something that is just on my mind. Why not go back and play this? It is all about G-O-D.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop. Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D. Took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS Live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. 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 Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
That's from Anti Music Industry. You know, I am tired of a lot of different things. I want to at least say that there have been some times in my life based on my wrong choices of living or my lifestyle that I chose to live. I was a church baby. Mama Porter brought me up in a church, and I chose to leave from what my mom was teaching and try to leave and live a street life for about 20-something years. I was blessed because when I came back through, I went to try to change certain things. And out in the streets, my own life wasn't valued to me. Women weren't valued to me. And the Creator wasn't as prevalent in my life as the Creator is now. With that being said, I took a lot of stock in friends, activities, and other things. And it kind of transitioned out. I went from doing negative things in the street to trying to help my community and do great things in the community to build it up. But I still didn't take the time to have as much value to a significant other like I could have or should have. One such value to me for a few years. I want to at least publicly thank Danielle Woods. She put up with a lot of things, activism-wise, activity-wise, radio-wise, entertainment-wise. I was not there like I could have or should have been. And it was by my choices, ending up busy. She had done a lot. She did. She did a lot for Mama Porter. Mama Porter's last birthday party was just last year. And it was Danielle, a.k.a. D from EC, and her daughter who gave Mom a beautiful birthday party. It was beautiful. It's an excellent memory. And as I look at things, no matter what happened, the ups and downs, she was not at Mama Porter's home going because, you know, I had included her in a group text, making things easier for myself. But at the same time, after everything that was said and done, I really wish I had taken the time and sent her something by itself, like requested, so she could have been there to mourn Mama Porter. I've been very fortunate that she's been still prevalent and present. And I wanted to publicly put that out there. I am learning. I didn't have a lot of value like I should have. But thanks to the callers who called in tonight, they kind of let me know what I need to do, how to be more honest going from this day forward, and make sure that everything comes out on the table, pretty much honest answers to honest questions of what is important and how to get things back. And I would tell people that no matter what, I have learned that you have to be honest on everything, because if you're not honest, you might not get certain things back that's valuable to you. As I make this transition, it just means that I want to be more accountable to myself. Can't mentor young people, can't go to church, and can't do other things until you make the decisions that you're supposed to. So it may not be easy, but there'll be no more stringing people along. It'll be about making wise decisions on what I feel is very comfortable to me. Once you tell one lie or half truth, you have to continue telling lies to make up for the lie that you tell. You have to do that. I'm going to send this out. It was, like I say, it was D from EC, her daughter, Sadie's. It was a beautiful time for Mama Porter. Going back with somebody that I love to play, just because no matter what happens, no matter the pain or whatever that may come up, truth is truth. And right now I've worked very hard to keep from being, what do you call it, to becoming more independent. And you can't front one thing and do something different. So with that being said, I'm sending this out. Eastside for you.
Life I chose. That I breathe, the blood I bleed. I did it all for you, yo, I do
talking, yeah, heart. Yo, I remember brains of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at? Yo, had a point like my life is over. Yo, late nights for them leftovers. Yo, for every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me. Yo, up on my dirt, up on my lonely. Cause most of you ain't real, y'all phone. My back too. Yo, it's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame. Yo, but from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you. Yo, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it.
My hoodie on for this. Ha. I'm Luke Cage. Don't forget your gun, load a clip, cut my body. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Cause my body gets a bulletproof vest. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun, load a clip, cause my body gets a bulletproof vest. Yeah, yes, I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun, load a clip, cause my body gets a bulletproof vest. Yo, yo.
Run this city, ain't no stopping me. Oh, press like the yo.
I'm about to bring the revolution, better go and get your gun. Yo, where I come from. Run, run. I'm the type of guy that you,
rappers in the closet, yo, I clean them out, beat them out, bleed them out. Over here, yo, feel I'm all in your ear. Every time I drop that, yo, I keep it real, yo, cause I made a seal. Feel, 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 you look like a vegetable, a mob. Face some flames. Pop out of the mind, you gon' feel my rain. Before your motherfuckers get drug out, nigga, when I talk shit, get your head split. Punch you in your cotton mouth. Better take another route, that's no doubt. Go and get your clip, I'ma fuck. I'm Luke Cage, I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Get your gun, loaded clip to my body. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. My body is a bulletproof vest. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun, load a clip, cause my body is a bulletproof vest. Wanna thank you, a tough guy? Yeah. When your hand is like Marshawn. From a people, from the Evo that's living in these streets. About to go and creep on the enemy. You hell, the earth is a prison, I was born in jail. On the shell, bail, I'm a rebel, taking out the devil. My carbonated body is heavy to the metal. To it, about to hit you with a treble, rebel bass. When I'm on a rampage, you better clear the way, yo, I'm Luke Cage. Yeah, I'm Luke Cage. Don't forget your gun, load a clip to my body. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. My body is a bulletproof vest. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun loaded clip, cause my body is a bulletproof vest. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun loaded clip, cause my body is a bulletproof vest. Yeah, yeah.
Man in the Streets as Music Activism and News. I thank you all for tuning in. I thank my guests for calling in. You all made this show what it was supposed to be. Anything else I expected from this program, it was definitely not what was expected for me. This was one of those moments that I expect it to be easy moment. It was going to be a fun-filled, exciting evening. And instead, what you all just did was you caused my night to be much more than expected. Alfred Porter Jr., dealing with honesty. Thank you. Peace.